Laura Miller, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Flashback a decade. The storm was churning in the Gulf. It hadn't made landfall yet. Did you have any sense that Dallas would play such a role in this disaster?
No, not at all. And that was what was most jarring, was all of a sudden you've got this tremendous problem, and then you hear from state officials that busloads of people are coming to your city and they're going to stop here and stay here. And that was a new phenomenon back then.
I want to play a clip from you at the time, from when you started finding out just how serious this was going to be. Let's listen.
The place to go is Reunion Arena in downtown Dallas. Many have little identification with them, no income stream, jobs that are gone or in limbo indefinitely.
What made this city decide on Reunion Arena as the central point for this effort?
Well, you know, typically if you need an emergency shelter, like a tornado, for example, you open a couple of rec centers. And certainly historically, we've done that in Dallas many times. This was on a whole different magnitude. So we really needed a cavernous place to put people. And we quickly also added the convention center to that. I remember walking into Reunion Arena with my children and walking into the ladies' room and all of these mothers having their 10-year-olds standing in the sinks in Reunion Arena to bathe them. They had to do everything that they would normally do in their home, suddenly in a sports arena with everybody around them and no peace, no privacy. It was a very stressful situation.
The stories that came out of this tragedy were just heart-wrenching. Let's listen to one from KERA's Bill Zeeble at the time.
Mike Mills and girlfriend Shantice Jenkins, who live in Dallas, showed up at the shelter seeking information about family members, all of whom live in New Orleans.
My mom's still in New Orleans. I haven't heard from my family. That's where we're all from.
Suddenly, Mills' cell phone buzzes.
Where are you at, Mom?
Oh, that's his mom. He's been trying to contact his mom for like the past 3 days. Didn't know if she was dead or alive.
Mom,
she just called him.
I'm going to come pick you up. I promise I will be there.
This is awesome.
Mom,
he was
worried. Go to the Astrodome. I will be there. Get on the bus and let them take you to Houston. I'll be there. I promise.
How does hearing that 10 years later make you feel?
Well, I remember a lot of people coming to Dallas who were traumatized from being locked up for days and running out of food and people, you know, going to the bathroom all over the floor and darkness. And I mean, it was very, very, very frightening what was going on there. I really do have to hand it to the Red Cross and to the city staff who handled the Reunion Arena and the Convention Center, because it was orderly, it was comforting, it was well managed, lots of volunteers.
So how did it play out after that immediate time?
I was determined, and I had it in my head, that we should make sure that everybody who walked out of the Convention Center had a place to live. So I started a fund called the Mayor's Disaster Relief Fund. And it started because Mark Craig, the pastor at Highland Park United Methodist Church, called me and said, I'm giving you $100,000. I don't care how you spend it. I want you to help people. And that became the fund. And we raised $2.8 million within a couple months of the storm, taking families to their new apartments, prepaid rent for 2 months, utilities paid. Mattress giant Barry Brown, who was CEO, gave 500 free mattress sets. We just put this all together very, very quickly to make sure that people could actually transition into housing. And that was really my part that I thought was important, is to try to make sure that they didn't just, you know, they're on a cot and then they have no place to go.
I wonder how often you flash back to that time.
Well, I flash back, of course, when I meet people from New Orleans who still are here. I've thought of, for example, Barry Brown a lot, because he never really got the credit he deserved for what he did during that time. And he was one of the unsung heroes of that day.
Looking back, is there anything you'd do differently?
Yeah, I'd be calmer on the front end. I was so worried about the buses all coming in and us being the only city to take them, where ironically Houston was the one that took the most, as we all know.
Right.
I really give the city a lot of credit, because the companies, they wrote checks for $100,000 on the spot and said, take care of people. And that has always been the great thing about Dallas, just taking care of the people who end up here.
Laura Miller, former Dallas mayor, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.